And if you're very, very tired, how would you say that?
Well, I said I just about give out. Mm-hmm. Knocked out or something.
Would you ever say wear out?
Well, I won't say, I might say I'm weary, but I won't say I'm way out.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is sick today, and it all started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday she did what?
Last Sunday she was up.
And then what?
And then she got sick. Well, she could have eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this is just the time that she's supposed to get sick.
If she ate something that didn't disagree with her and she couldn't keep it down, you'd say she did what?
She eat something and she got an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm. And when it came back up, what would you call that?
I said she vomit.
And would there be any words you'd use maybe with children instead of vomit?
Brought up.
And when somebody has to vomit, then you say he's what?
He's upset. His stomach is upset.
What about somebody that maybe got caught out in the rain and then he didn't change his clothes when he came in and he started sneezing? You say he did what?
He should have changed his clothes. He or she should have changed the clothes because they know they can keep on those wet clothes without taking a cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affects his voice, then you say he's what?
He is hoarse.
And if
or have laryngitis.
Mm-hmm. And if he's going like that, he's got a little what?
Got a cough.
If you're tired, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little what?
A little tired. Or maybe you might use the word jaded.
Jaded?
Yes.
Does that mean you're very tired?
Yes.
And suppose you've got to get up, well, you've got to go someplace tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. So you say, well, at 6 o'clock I'll what?
I'll get up.
And you might tell somebody, well, if I'm still sleeping at 6 o'clock, you better
wake me up.
And you might go to visit somebody who's sick and you're sitting there talking to her and you notice there's some medicine on the table. It's just one dose. And you say, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, well, I just forget about it, then I'll say, can I give it to you now?
Mm-hmm. And she might say, well, I what some yesterday.
Say you did what?
Say yesterday I.
Yesterday I took it.
And it didn't make me feel any better.
And didn't feel any better. Just like I say, the doctor I'm going to, I can't take the medicine. It makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not going to take it.
You don't want medicine to make you sick.
That's right.
If somebody can't hear at all, what do you say he is?
He's deaf.
He's deaf? And if you've been out working real hard and it's real hot, sunshine, and come back in and your dress is wet, you say, well, look how I sweat. And what would you call a kind of sore that comes up and comes to a head, a white head?
A boil.
And what do you call the stuff that's in it?
Fester.
Fester? What about when you get a blister on your hand, the stuff that's in that, what do you call that?
A blister? A water blister?
Mm-hmm.
In water? That's water blister.
Just plain water? If I got around, say, a wasp nest and he stung me, I'd say, oh, look how my hand did
swell. Well.
And if I got cut with a knife, you'd say, well, you better go get a doctor to look at the what?
It cut. Because it can turn to blood poison.